Given the constant reference that the CDC and others make to the 2004 IOM report, most of the key components of the FOIA'd information have been completely redacted by the CDC, said Hooker, adding that much of the information sought in his FOIA requests has yet to be released by the CDC. I would challenge anyone who would rely on the veracity of the CDC studies, said Hooker. They've repeatedly, purposefully withheld data that clearly show a link between thimerosal and autism, among other NDDs, neurodevelopmental disorders. They've obfuscated the main issue via obviously biased statistical manipulation. Clearly, the CDC's conflicted role of vaccine advocate and vaccine safety guardian has contributed to this whole problem. Hooker also noted that other countries that vaccinate less and have banned thimerosal have not experienced comparable autism rates to the United States. He added his belief that thimerosal has not been removed from U.S. vaccines because of various issues in a concerted effort toward the globalization of vaccines. Andrew Wakefield, a British former surgeon and medical researcher, supported Hooker in his effort to find the truth. Wakefield is a controversial figure who has been castigated by the medical establishment and the mainstream media. His Wikipedia page states that the doctor is known for his fraudulent 1998 research paper in support of the now discredited claim that there is a link between the administration of the measles, mumps, and rubella MMR vaccine and autism and other ailments. And in 2010, a five-member tribunal of the British General Medical Council, GMC, found Wakefield guilty of dishonesty and 12 counts involving the abuse of developmentally challenged children. He was barred from practicing medicine, and the British medical journal, The Lancet, retracted his 1998 paper. Yet, Wakefield's claims are not nearly as outlandish as they have been made to seem by the media. In late 2011, the Strategic Autism Initiative, SAI, an autism research foundation, announced an investigation into Wakefield's claims headed by Dr. David Lewis, former senior-level research microbiologist for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and a member of the National Whistleblower Center, NWC, Board of Directors.